I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The global recession is hitting Eastern Europe especially hard. Catastrophic loan defaults and massive job losses have resulted in street protests and political instability. Economists say Americans should be paying attention. They say that Eastern Europe's ailing economies could spell more troubles for the West. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
The Baltic state of Latvia has a population of 2.2 million. Its GDP last year was $39 billion. If Latvia were a U.S. state, it would be the 45th most productive, ranking just ahead of South Dakota. Latvia's economy contracted by 18% this past year. One in three people under the age of 25 today cannot find work. And that's generated a political crisis, says Desmond Lachman, a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute.
Earlier this year, there were strong protests in the street. The government fell. So we get political instability.
That may not be something you or I worry about on a daily basis, but Lachman says Latvia's neighbors do.
So if we did have a country like Latvia failing, what is almost certain is that we would get domino effect going through, impacting places like Lithuania, Estonia, Bulgaria, Romania.
Now this is getting worrisome. Add to the mix where these Eastern European nations are getting their money.
West European banks have exposure to Eastern Europe to the tune of $1.5 trillion. So if there is poor performance on the loans, this is like a subprime mortgage problem in Western Europe, which would be very bad for United States banks that might have exposure towards Western Europe. So
in 2009, if Latvia's in trouble, we're all in trouble. Here's a quick summary of how things got so bad in Latvia. A soaring property market was fueled by easy foreign credit. Rather than invest in infrastructure projects, Latvians were flipping homes. Sound familiar? Latvia became heavily dependent on foreign investment. So too did Ukraine, Romania, and Hungary, among others. The system was working fine earlier in the decade. Lots and lots of money was flowing into Eastern Europe. Today, that stream has almost dried up. Of course, it's risky for countries like Latvia to rely so heavily on foreign investment. But Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad says for developing nations, that's really the only thing they can do.
The alternative, of course, is to shut off completely from foreign trade and finance. And that has been shown quite clearly to slow down progress.
So how do Eastern European nations like Latvia get out of the mess they're in? In the short term, the International Monetary Fund is coming to the rescue. In the longer term, Prasad says, for starters, developing countries need to develop more sophisticated banking systems and stock markets. Desmond Lachman adds that Eastern Europeans need something else.
Without a healthy Western Europe, it's very difficult for Eastern Europe on its own to dig itself out of its problem. What we're needing is the recapitalization of the West European banks. We're needing the West European banks to return to some state of normalcy in which they don't have to withdraw capital from East Europe.
So Western Europe needs to turn itself around for Eastern Europe to turn itself around. And if Eastern European nations like Latvia don't turn themselves around, we may all be turned around again. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.